有请神的使女杜老师为我们来讲道。张琪姊妹。
Let's welcome our speaker today, Professor Linda Tu. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在传统教会年历里面，从11月底的基督为王主日，今年在11月24号到12月底的圣诞节，是我们叫做主降临节期。
According to traditional church calendar, from Christ the King Sunday at the end of November, and this year is on November 24th.Until the Christmas at the end of December is the season of Advent.
这是一个信徒准备迎接圣诞节，纪念基督第一次降临，准备庆祝耶稣基督降生的时候。
This is a time Christians prepare to welcome the Christmas, to commemorate the first Advent of Christ, and to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
通常这是一个欢喜快乐。张灯结彩，庆祝的时候。
And usually, this is a time to rejoice, to decorate, to celebrate.
当我们看到飞圣周围的布置的时候，我们知道我们也不例外。
When we look around, we know that BSOP is not an exception.
但是这几个月里面，菲律宾接二连三的经历了不少天灾人祸。
However, in this recent month,Philippines has undergone many disasters.
这其实是一个非常艰难的时候。
Actually, it's a hard time.
九月份，南部三宝岩因为穆斯林极端分子跟政府的冲突，以至于军事对立，破坏有六个区被焚，居民成为难民，无家可归。
In September, in Zamboanga, in the south, because of the conflicts between Muslim extremists.And governments, there were military confrontations, destructions, and 6 barangays were burned, and people became refugees and homeless.
11月头，宝和和树布地区呢地震，损失惨重。
And in November, there was earthquake in Bohor and Cebu, and it was disastrous.
不到一个星期，超级台风海燕袭击了菲律宾中部。沙马和雷提 省呢严重的伤损。
Less than a week later, the super typhoon 海燕 hit the middle part of the Philippines, and Samar and Leyte were seriously damaged.
Tacloban 市呢95%被夷平，千人丧命，万人面临家园丧失的危运。
95% of Tacloban was ruined, more than 1,000 people died, and tens of thousands of people, their houses were destroyed.
此时此刻，我想跟大家一起来问一个问题。
At this very moment, I want to ask you a question.
在这种情况里，我们怎么能够欢喜快乐庆祝圣诞呢？
Under such circumstances, how can we be able to celebrate Christmas joyfully and happily?
或者在非圣生活一切照常。
Perhaps at BSOP, life remains the same.
我们的确感谢上帝的保守。
Indeed, we thank the protection of our Lord of God.
但对于千千万万的人来说，这个圣诞节非常难过。家园被毁，重建的工作浩大的时候，还可以欢乐吗？
But for tens of thousands of people, this is a hard Christmas.With the destruction of their houses and the tremendous work of reconstruction, how can they be able to be happy?
当财产尽失，田园被毁的时候，还可以张灯结彩吗？
When they lost all their property and fields, how can they decorate?
亲人丧命于地震或台风的时候，还有心情庆祝圣诞吗？
And since they lost their relatives and beloved ones in typhoon or in earthquake, how can they celebrate this Christmas?
两个星期前呢，我读到以下的新闻。
Two weeks ago, I read this news.
电视台希望能够激励数以千计因为台风海燕而无家可归的民众，在灾区的体育馆、教堂或者其他重要建筑物附近设立了大荧幕，直播菲律宾拳击偶像 Manny Pacquiao 重出的世界拳击比赛。
Hoping to lift the spirits of thousands of people left homeless by Typhoon Haiyan, cable operators set up TV screens inside a sports stadium, near a church and in other landmarks in the devastated region to broadcast Filipino boxing icon Manny Pacquiao's comeback fight.
另一则新闻报告呢，台风海燕的存留者千千万万爆出欢呼，庆祝菲律宾拳击偶像 Manny Pacquiao 得胜，这为了被台风摧残尸体遍地的菲律宾中部带来了短暂的笑声与娱乐。
Another news, thousands of survivors of Typhoon Haiyan erupted into wild cheers to celebrate the victory of Filipino boxing icon Manny Pacquiao, bringing back laughter and revelry briefly to a central Philippine region that was turned into a corpse-strewn wasteland by the powerful storm.
认真来说呢，菲律宾人是我所见过少数最有弹性、最乐观 的民众。
Seriously speaking, Filipinos are one of the few peoples I have ever seen who are the most resilient and optimistic.
他们知道怎么样庆祝生命。
They know how to celebrate life.
就算在苦难里面，他们仍然庆祝生命，享受每一刻。
Even in sufferings, they still celebrate life and know how to enjoy every moment.
其实这也是我们需要学习很重要的一个功课。
Actually, this is what we need to learn, an important lesson.
所以今天早上我想和大家分享的信息就是在苦难中来庆祝生命。
So, my topic today is celebrate life in suffering.
在苦难中庆祝生命。
Celebrate life in suffering.
但是今天早上我不会和大家多讲拳王偶像 Manny Pacquiao.
But I won't talk much about the king of boxing, the icon Manny Pacquiao.
我更想跟大家一起来看另外一个王，另外一个像。
I want to look with you another king, another icon.
但不是偶像。
Not an idol.
身为基督徒，我们认识另外一个更荣耀的王，在2000年前临到我们中间。
As Christians, we know another king who is more glorious and who in before 2000 years ago, he came to us.
他就是耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ.
根据哥罗西书一章十五节，他是这个像不能看见上帝的形象。
According to Colossians chapter 1 verses 15, he is this icon, the image of the invisible God.
他原是荣耀，在万有之上，满有全能，富足。
He is glory, he is above all, he is full of power, he is rich.
但为了我们，他却选择成为贫穷。
But for our sake, he chose to become poor.
叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that through his poverty, we may become rich.
让我们打开圣经，请听我用中文读哥林多后书八章的九到十五节，然后张琪会用英文帮我们读出。
Let's open our Bible. Professor Tu will read in Chinese.2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 9 to 15 and I will read in English later.
哥林多后书八章的九到十五节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且其此心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃要均平， 就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余也可以补你们的不足，这就均平了。如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 9-15. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. I give my opinion in this matter, for this is to your advantage. Who were the first to begin a year ago, not only to do this, but also to desire to do it. But now finish doing it also, so that just as there was the readiness to desire it, so there may be also the completion of it by your ability. For if the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For this is not for the ease of others and for your affliction, but by way of equality, at this present time, your abundance being a supply for their need, so that their abundance also may become a supply for your need, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little had no lack.
在哥林多后书的这一段经文的上文里面，第一、第二节，保罗讲到上帝赐给马其顿教会的恩。
In the previous section of this passage, in verses 1 to 2, Paul refers to the grace God has given the Macedonian church.
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐。
For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty has overflowed.
在极穷之间，还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Their extreme poverty has overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part.
这段经文的背景，当时耶路撒冷教会有需要，而保罗希望外邦的教会能够用实际的金钱来帮补在巴勒斯坦耶路撒冷教会信徒的需要。
At that time, there was a need in Jerusalem church, and Paul hoped that the Gentile churches can help the Jewish Christians in the Palestine area with money.
其实马其顿教会比起哥林多教会来说不算有钱。
Actually, Macedonian church compared with the Corinthian church was not rich.
但就算穷，他们仍然愿意用有限的资源来跟其他有需要的人来分享。
But even when they were poor, they were still willing to share with others their limited resources.
然后保罗希望借着马其顿教会的榜样，能够激励哥林多的教会也来效仿，然后信徒可以乐捐来帮助其他有需要的人。
Paul expressed that through the example of the generosity of the Macedonian church, others would be, the Corinthian church would also be encouraged to imitate to help others who are in need.
所以我想先跟大家分享最近我听到的另一则消息。
Let me share with you another news I heard recently.
他提醒了我马其顿教会的榜样。
It reminds me the example of the Macedonian church.
我有个朋友伊柳，他最近被派去帮助在 Mindoro 的盲养他们的需要。
I have a friend, Ilio, who was sent to help the Mangyang people in Mindoro.
不知道你们还记不记得邵院长上个月曾经提过一个代祷事项。
Do you still remember the prayer request Dr. Xiao announced last month?
因为台风的缘故， Mindoro 的盲养他们失去了所有的田地、口粮、稻米、香蕉园。
Because of typhoon, the Mangyang people lost all their fields and grains in Mindoro.
大台风席卷了他们的耕地，让他们所有的收成都全部被摧毁。
The super typhoon swept across their fields and destroyed all their harvests.
我们中间任何对耕地有概念的人就知道这代表什么意思。
Anyone who has the basic conception of planting knows what this stands for.
代表他们今年失去了所有的口粮跟收入，一直所有的东西都要从头来过。
This means that they have lost all their rights and income and all have to begin from zero.
上个月，飞盛除了捐助中部台风灾区，同时也捐了200匹给 Manyang， 希望可以有一点点的帮助。
Last month, BSOP gave offering to the devastated area in the middle and also gave 2,000 pesos to Manyang people.
不料一个星期后，我收到了一个意外的消息。
Surprisingly, one week later, I received an unexpected news.
伊柳送来消息说，我带着飞盛给我的2000匹。这个数目差不多，只差50匹就可以帮助 Manyang 修理他们毁坏了抽水机。他们损失了所有的稻米收成，但仍然认为他们情况比沙马地方的灾民要好得多了。所以呢，他们在教会收了一个奉献。后来我带了约9500匹去中部灾区给灾区的教会。Manyang 目前需要25万匹来购买口粮，重新种地，种稻米、香蕉、蔬果，维持到下一次收成，但是他们仍然愿意决定舍己的付出。
My friend Elio said, I brought the 2,000 that BSOP gave me. It turned out to be only 50 pesos short of what the Manyangs needed for the repair of their water pump. They lost all rice and harvest, but still thought they are better off than the people in summer and held an offering in one of their churches. I had to carry around 9,500 pesos with me to take to the churches in the affected regions. The Manyangs are currently trying to find at least 250,000 pesos to buy seeds so they can plant new rice, bananas, and other vegetables to have food till the next harvest. But they still decided to give sacrificially.
我不知道当大家听到这个消息的时候，你们第一个反应是什么？
I don't know your first response when you heard this message.
对我来说，这是个意外的提醒。
For me, it's a surprising reminder.
我前几年曾经拜访过 Manyang.
Several years ago, I visited Manyang people.
他们生活简朴，没有太多物质上的享受。
They lead a simple life. They haveNo much material comforts.
我认识他们是好客慷慨的人，但我从来没有想象过他们在自己有这么大需要的时候仍然这么慷慨舍己的付出。
I know they are hospitable, they are generous, but I didn't imagine that even when they are in poor, they are in great need, they are still willing to give sacrificially.
Manyang 教会所做的提醒了我哥林多后书八章里面马其顿教会所做的。
What Manyang people do reminds me the Macedonian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们的乐捐的厚恩，他们是按着力量也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For as I can testify, they voluntarily gave according to their means and even beyond their means.
现在有一个很重要的问题就是为什么？
Now an important question is why?
为什么 Manyang 的教会肯这么大方的乐捐？
Why Manyang people is willing to give generously?
其实答案也可能很简单。
And the answer may also be simple.
他们经历了在基督里的丰盛恩典，所以就算在贫穷的时候，仍然可以丰盛的付出分享。
They have experienced the abundant grace in Christ. Therefore, even in their poverty, they can still give and share abundantly.
他们跟随了我们主耶稣基督付出的榜样。
They have followed the example of our Lord Jesus Christ who has given himself.
确实我们都知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
Indeed, we all know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
he was rich, but for our sake he became poor, so that we, because of his poverty, may become rich.
所以首先，让我们先来回想，纪念耶稣基督，上帝的儿子，为了我们选择成为贫穷，好叫我们成为富足。
So first, let's remember Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who for our sake chose to become poor so that we may become rich.
2000年前，耶稣也是降生在一个苦难的时代。
2000 years ago, Jesus was also born in a suffering time.
根据马太福音，当希律王得知将有一个犹太的王要降生的时候，他尝试着去谋杀这个犹太人的王。
According to Matthew, when King Herod knew there would be a king of the Jews born, he tried to kill this king of the Jews.
他下令把伯利恒周遭所有两岁以下的男孩全部杀掉。
He commanded to kill all boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under.
我们庆祝圣诞的时候，往往忽略了这个血淋淋的画面。两岁以下，很多很多两岁以下的男孩无辜的在那个第一个圣诞节后死掉了。
When we celebrate Christmas, usually we would neglect this gory scene. Many, many boys who were under 2 years old died innocently after this first Christmas.
而耶稣两岁就跟他父母逃到埃及，成为难民，无家可归。
And Jesus himself had to flee to Egypt with his parents and became refuge, homeless.
他来到自己人的中间却不被欢迎。
He came to his own people but was not welcomed.
最近菲律宾接二连三的天灾人祸也提醒我们这个世界有苦难。
And the many disasters in the Philippines recently also remind us that in this world there are sufferings.
耶稣深深知道什么是罪恶，什么是苦难。
Jesus knows deeply what is sin, what is suffering.
什么是拒绝，什么是疏离。
What is rejection, what is alienation.
他来了，经历了苦难，他被拒绝了。
He came, he suffered, he was rejected.
但他仍然选择为人类成为贫穷，为的是我们可以成为富足。
But still, he chose to become poor for the humans so that we may become rich.
当保罗讲说耶稣为我们舍己，他希望信徒会效法耶稣基督的榜样。
When Paul says Jesus gave himself for us, he expects that Christians will follow the example of Jesus Christ.
他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
He was rich, but for our sake he became poor so that we, through his poverty, may become rich.
我们在基督里是富足的。
We are rich in Christ.
因耶稣基督为我们所做的，我们是否愿意舍己付出分享呢？
Because of what Jesus has done for us, are we willing to give and share sacrifice?
事实上，我们永远不会付出多过耶稣基督给我们的。
Actually, we will never give more than what Jesus has already given us.
盲眼人他们的生活物质贫穷。
Mayan people are poor in material things.
但他们或许这世界上最富足的人，因为他们庆祝他们在基督里的富足。
But perhaps they are the richest people in this world because they celebrate their abundance in Christ.
这些人了解耶稣基督的舍己牺牲，也不放过机会去分享庆祝他们的富足。
They know the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and they won't let go the opportunity to share and celebrate their abundance.
丰盛的生命分享的时候，只会变得更丰盛。
When the abundant life is shared, it becomes more abundant.
就算在贫穷里，他们懂得捉住机会，将他们得到的与其他有需要的人去分享。
And even in poverty, they know to grab this opportunity to share with other people what they have received.
那今天你和我是否是富足或者是贫穷呢？
Today, you and I, are we rich or are we poor?
我们是否了解耶稣为我们付出的？
Do we know what Jesus has done for us?
我们是否愿意将我们白白得到的丰盛生命与其他人去分享？
Are we willing to share with others what we have freely received?
这岂不也是圣诞节的真谛吗？
Isn't it the true meaning of Christmas?
庆祝耶稣基督的降生，庆祝上帝把最好的礼物赐给我们，将永生赐给我们。
Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Celebrate the most precious gift God has given us, the eternal life.
因为耶稣所成就的，就算在苦难中我们仍然有盼望，仍然可以继续的庆祝生命。
Because of what Jesus has done, even in poverty, even in suffering, we still have hope and we still continue to celebrate life.
富足或贫穷不在乎我们有什么物质享受。
Richness or poverty do not depend on material things,
而在于我们是谁，我们的身份，并且我们是否愿意分享。
But on who we are, our identity, and our willingness to share.
就在今年的圣诞期间，我们是否愿意记得基督为我们的舍己？
During this Christmas season, are we willing to remember the sacrifice of Jesus for us?
固然分享我们在基督里的属灵祝福，也与有需要的人去分享物质方面的资源，来庆祝从基督来的丰盛生命。
We enjoy and share the spiritual blessings in Christ, and we also share the material resources with others in need.To celebrate the abundant life from Christ.
就算在苦难中，生命仍然是有盼望，有喜乐，充满了祝福。
Even in poverty, life is still full of hope, full of joy and blessing.
第二，保罗在特别提出了一个均平的原则。
Secondly, Paul here proposes our principle of equality.
14-15节说，就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余也可以补你们的不足，这就均平了。如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
Verses 14 to 15 Your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance, as it is written,The one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little.
身为信徒，我们都属于基督的身体，而这里只有一个身体。
As believers, we belong to the body of Christ, and here there is only one body.
所以一个肢体庆祝的时候，大家一起庆祝；一个肢体受难的时候，大家一起受难。我们是分不开的。
So when a member rejoices, all members will rejoice, and when a member suffers, all members will suffer. We are inseparable.
我们分享其实是因为我们原来就属于一个身体。
We share because we belong to the one body.
在初期教会里面，物质的分享是信仰群体中间一个最基本的特色。
In the early church,The material sharing is one of the basic features of the believing community life.
共享反映出共存、互惠、肢体、休戚相关的事实。
Sharing reflects the fact that of coexistence and reciprocity and solidarity.
当哥林多教会捐献与巴勒斯坦耶路撒冷教会分享资源的时候，代表他们的合一、共享、共存，这也是为了彼此的补足与好处。
When the Corinthian church gave and shared the resources with the churches in Palestine and in Jerusalem, this means that this suggests their unity, their sharing, their coexistence, and this is for the mutual supply and well-being.
但是为什么分享付出往往这么困难？
But why do giving and sharing so hard?
我自己个人认为，其中很大的一个因素是我们怕我们自己会不够。
Personally, I think one of the important factors is that we are worried that we have not enough things.
捐献是一个信心的操练，就算还没看到供应，就相信天父会供应。
Giving is a practice of faith. Even we haven't seen the supply yet, we trust the Heavenly Father will provide.
这是为何保罗在这边引用出埃及记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
That's why Paul quotes Exodus here. The one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，上帝供应玛纳给他们。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, God provided manna to them.
他们需要学习一个很重要的功课，就上帝每一天会供应，而他们每一天只要拿他们自己需要的。
One important lesson they had to learn is that they have to rely to trust God. Every day God will provide, and every day they can get what they need.
需要多的可以多拿一点，需要少的少拿一点，不管怎么样都是上帝的供应。
If they need much, they can get more. If they need less, they can get less. Whatever is the supply of God.
当有些人不信的时候，他们就硬着去囤积，以防上帝不供应。
When some people did not believe, they tried to store to keep these things, so that in case that God would not provide.
而他们学到了，一来上帝每天会供应。
But they learned that for one thing, God did provide every day.
二来硬着去多取囤积。一方面不必要，但是也没有用，其实。
And for another thing, storage, to get more than what they need is unnecessary and useless.
人往往有个假象，认为呢，我们自己可以控制自己的生命，忘了生命也是恩赐。
People have a false concept. They know they can control their life, and they forget life itself is the gift of God.
每一天都是恩赐。而恩赐最好的享用方法不是独享囤积，而是分享。
Every day is a gift, and the best way to enjoy this gift is not to keep it alone and store it, but to share.
芒养的教会信徒有这个信心，所以就算在贫穷里面，仍然乐意捐献。
芒养 believers have this faith, so even when they are poor, they are willing to.Offer.
就算物质缺乏的时候，他们仍然不忘分享他们在基督里的丰盛。
Even they lack material things, they do not forget to share their abundance in Christ.
那我们呢？
What about us?
我们是否愿意信靠上帝，而愿与其他人分享生命呢？
Are we willing to trust God and to share with others this life?
我们生命里其实充满的是从上面来的喜乐，还是塞满了担心明天的忧虑？
Our life are full of the joy from above or full of worries about tomorrow.
在飞圣学校提供奖学金，所以我们多数不用担心物质的需要。
At BSOP, the school gives us scholarship, so for most times we don't need to worry about material things.
日后在工厂上面，怕且就不是那么容易了。
But in the future, in the field, things won't be that easy.
到那个时候，我们是否仍然愿意过一个简朴的生活，来信靠上帝的供应？
At that time, are we willing to lead a simple life and to trust the supply of God?
当我自己念神学的时候，学校没有太多奖学金，跟飞圣这边完全不一样。
When I studied in seminary, there was not much scholarship, totally different from BSOP.
当我看到自己银行户口是有出无进的时候，这是个信心的考验。
When I saw that there are only outcomes and no incomes for my bank account, this is a test of my faith.
后来做了助教，有一点点的收入，赚一点点，仍然要保持着奉献。
Later, I became an assistant in teaching.And I had a little income, only a little, but I still managed to give.
不要让钱来掌控自己， 而信靠上帝总会供应，这个又是另外一个信心的考验。
I don't want to let the money control me. I trust God would always provide. This is another test.
但老实说，当我看到 Manyan 的慷慨乐捐的时候，我自己觉得很惭愧。
But to be honest, when I saw the generosity of Manyan people, I am ashamed.
熟悉的我的人就知道，在我背景里面，我过去一部分的工作就做一些策划方案的方面的东西。
Anyone who is familiar with me know that part of my job in the past is I was project management.
我喜欢计划，喜欢盘算我可以掌握的东西，我不喜欢那些看不到又没办法控制的东西。
I like plans. I like those things I can take hold of. I don't like those invisible things I cannot control.
不是说计划不好，但看得到的东西呢，不需要太多信心，对不对？
It doesn't mean that plan is bad, but those visible things do not need faith.
问题是在侍奉上帝的时候呢，往往我们都是跟未知数在打交道。
But when we are serving God, we are dealing with those unknown things.
为了准备我自己的侍奉，我相信上帝在磨练我的信心，去信靠他的信实。
In order to serve, God trains me to trust His faithfulness.
去打开我自己的手，去打开放掉我这种控制欲。
To open my hands to let go my desire of control.
这是不容易的功课，我现在仍然继续在学习。
This is not easy. I'm still learning.
当我们付出分享的时候，我们往往会认为我们在造福其他的人。
When we are giving and sharing, we usually think that we are bringing benefit to others.
一般上没错，但这只是整个图画的一半而已。
Generally, it is not wrong, but this is only half of the story.
我们忽略了在分享的时候，我们也在受益。
We neglect that when we are sharing, we are gaining.
首先，上帝并不是要求我们付出他没有给我们的东西。
First,God does not require us to give what He hasn't given us.
当我们有能力付出的时候，其实代表我们已经收到从神来的祝福了。
When we are capable to give, this means that we have already received the blessing from God.
肯慷慨付出的人，往往是那些洞悉上帝丰盛的恩典的人。
Those who are willing to give generously. Are those who know the abundant grace of God.
不肯分享付出的人，往往是那些只看到自己需要而看不到神的恩典的人。
Those who do not want to give and share are those who can only see their need.
看不到神恩典的人仍然活在贫苦里面，因为他们不认识神的恩典。
They cannot see the grace of God. They live in poverty because they don't know the grace of God.
请容我再用另外一个角度来解释。
Let me explain from another perspective.
当我们与有需要的人分享的时候，其实他们也在跟我们分享，这是一个互惠的关系。
When we are sharing with those who are in need, actually they are also sharing with us. This is a mutual relationship.
我们需要用信心去体会。
But we have to experience it through faith.
当我在念神学，有几年我在教会帮助服侍一些贫穷或者一些无家可归的流浪人。
When I studied in seminary for several years, I helped to serve those who are poor and homeless.
跟我本来的背景有很大的差距。我也不知道怎么跟这些人打交道。
This is quite different from my own background. I don't know how to get along with these people.
你知道有的时候流浪汉身上有味道。
You know that these people, sometimes they're smelly.
而那时候我也总觉得他们很脏，然后我很怕得到什么病的话怎么办。
And I thought they were dirty, and what if I was infected?
但更深层的原因是因为我不知道怎么跟这些人沟通。我不知道要讲什么，我没有安全感。
But the deeper reason is that I don't know how to communicate with these people. I don't know what to say. I have no sense of safety.
当时在神学院里面，系统神学、释经学来来去去，往往都是抽象的概念分析。其实我在面临一个信仰私人化、抽象化的危机。
At that time in seminaries, systematic theology, hermeneutics, all these things are about abstract concept and analysis. Actually, I'm facing a challenge to personalize the faith.
Okay. 回头看时，我看到上帝把我放在那个侍奉里面，防范我的信仰变得只是表面的口号。
When I look back, I see that God put me in that ministry to prevent that my faith becomes only superficial slogan.
空洞的仪式，一个自满控制的游戏。
Vain ritual, a game of complacency and control.
服侍这些贫穷有需要的人，我需要先看到我自己的需要与贫穷。
To serve these poor people, these needy people, I need to first know my need and my poverty.
我需要谦卑下来。
I need to be humble.
服侍了大半年之后呢，我开始欣赏中间的一些的穷人。
More than half a year later, I began to appreciate these people, these poor people.
他们很真实，虽然讲话粗鲁一点，但是很实际。
They were sincere. Actually, their speaking was rude, but very practical.
当他们信任我的时候，他们也开始把他们的生命开始跟我分享，来祝福我。
After they trust me, they are willing to share with me their life to bless me.
我学到，其实在基督里，我跟他们的分别并没有那么大。
I learned that in Christ, actually, our differences are not that great.
分享是共享，是付出，也是收获。
Sharing is co-sharing, is giving, is gaining.
这就是均平的原则。
This is the principle of equality.
在这个圣诞，准备庆祝圣诞的时候，我们周围其实有很多有需要的人。
In this season, preparing for the Christmas, there are many people around us who are in need.
我们肯不肯信靠神多一点，去跟这些有需要的人分享呢？
Are we willing to trust God more to share with those needy people?
每年圣诞节，我们感谢飞华教会有很多的信徒很慷慨地给我们爱心礼金，对不对？
Every Christmas, we thank those believers in the Filipino Chinese Church because they generosity to give us money.
具体一点，我们肯不肯拿中间一部分去跟有需要的人去分享？
To be specific, have we ever considered to give a portion to share with others?
去祝福那些比我们更有需要的人。
To bless those who are in greater need than us.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹可能对这些礼金已经有打算了。
I know that some brothers and sisters may have already a plan to do this or to do that.
但这里面有没有一点的空间让我们去操练我们对神的信靠。
But is there any space for us to practice our reliance, our trust in God?
当我们额外去祝福别人的时候，我们也收到额外的祝福。
When we give extra blessings to others, we gain extra blessings.
保罗提醒了我们，多收的没有余，少收的也没有缺。
Paul reminds us that those who have The one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little.
分享是个信心的行动，付出的时候我们也得到。
Sharing is an action of faith. When we give, we gain.
我们相信神的信实供应。
We trust the faithful supply of our God.
我们分享的根据是耶稣基督，神的儿子，本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷。
Our foundation is Jesus Christ, Son of God. He was rich, But for us, he became poor.
好叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that in his, through his poverty, we may become rich.
让我们放胆付出更多一点，因为神是信实的。
Let us, be bold to give more because God is faithful.
他赐最好的给我们，一点也没有保留。
He gives the best to us, he withholds nothing.
让我们也用分享来庆祝神的丰盛。
Let us celebrate the abundance of our God through sharing.
就算在苦难
even in suffering,
更加庆祝神所赐的丰盛生命给我们。
We celebrate the abundant life God has given us more.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你赐给我们最大的礼物。你赐给我们你的儿子耶稣基督，愿我们学习更信靠你，也愿意借着分享来庆祝我们在基督里的丰盛生命。奉耶稣的名祷告。